Now to the frustration of dealing with mobile phone black spots. For many Australians in regional areas, it's a far too regular occurrence and some fear it could be deadly. The federal government has been promising to deliver better satellite and mobile phone tower coverage for rural Australians over the next 3 years. One of the first places it wants to showcase is Dalton, population just over 100 in southern New South Wales. Reporter Michael Kavanagh joined locals who gathered in the pub to hear the plans of government members and Telstra officials.
Well, the best spottery in town's a cemetery if you want really good coverage. Other than that, it's dodgy as.
Publican of the Royal Dalton Hotel, David Wiseman, explaining where you need to head now to get good mobile phone reception in the town. The cemetery is still likely to be alive with people making mobile phone calls, unless you're within 200 metres of the local Telstra exchange, where a mini base station has been installed.
That we're trying to run business, we're trying to live. We had two near misses last season, a bushfire, which nobody could be contacted to attend the fire. Then we also had a truck driver who was delivering hay to a neighbouring property who proceeded to have a heart attack. Emergency services cannot be contacted. Somebody is going to lose their life. It is serious and we want to be heard.
I mean, we've got priority assist. We have a life-threatening illness in the family. I ring Telstra and you know what they said to me? I hope this is not the reason why you got priority assist to get a sat phone. There's not enough for everyone. If you can't deliver, don't give the service.
Now, our service is halved. We are paying $100 a month, which is a minimal amount compared to some other people who are paying. So with this new satellite, is that actually going to go to the people who really need it or every Tom, Dick and Harry?
Many of the town's 100 or so citizens had gathered in the pub's front bar to hear how the mobile coverage in their areas would be enhanced. If they were expecting to be able to just hit dial on their mobile, they were probably disappointed. Dalton is one of the places selected over the next 3 years. 429 base stations will be erected across the country in areas identified as part of the federal government's Black Spot program. But Parliamentary Secretary for Communications Paul Fletcher admitted to those gathered in the pub the interim mini-base station installed in the hamlet's Telstra exchange was not a panacea. It will bring 4G, but to use it, Dalton residents need to be within 200 metres of it. Mr Fletcher says for the time being, there are limitations.
That village, for example, might be on a road that's where you've had 50 or 100 kilometres with no coverage. You now get to a village that has coverage. So it is part of the overall mix of steps that can be taken and are being taken under the Abbott government with the support of operators like Telstra and Vodafone to improve mobile coverage in regional and remote Australia.
It's still a long way to improving, though. There's a text that was going out today to the people in Dalton saying, "Hi, you are in one of our new 4G-only areas. As this is a data-only service, you may not be able to make voice or emergency calls." And there was a lot of emotion today at the meeting about emergency calls.
Emergency calls are a very important issue in terms of mobile coverage. It's one of the first issues that people raise is response to emergencies, farm accidents, car accidents, bushfires, floods and so on. Now, the important thing is that particular text message you've just read out is the standard text message that Telstra issues to anybody who's in the coverage radius of one of these 4G mini base stations. Because at the moment, they deliver data and they deliver SMS, internet access and so on. They don't deliver voice unless you choose to use an over-the-top voice application like Skype, in which case you can get voice coverage. Very importantly, within a few months, there will be voice over 4G or voice over LTE, as it's called. So even that issue will go away.
For Leslie Bush, who has a property 2.5 km from the town, things won't be improving.
I was expecting more coverage. I don't think 200, 300 metres is a lot. I know it's an interim fix for the people around this area. It has been a long, long time coming, especially with internet services. Like I said, I'm 2.5 km from town. The only access we have is satellite service. We went from 80 gig a month download to $100, you know, and now we're down to 50 gig a month for $100. So we're actually paying a lot more for a lot less.
That's Leslie Bush, a farmer just outside the tiny hamlet of Dalton in southern New South Wales. That report from Michael Kavanagh.